Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Woohoo. That is a good woohoo. What's going on? It's a big Souk right over there. I'm Rob. Jeff Rust is here. We love Jeff Rust. He's in for Mike, who will be back, I think, tomorrow.
I believe so. Tomorrow. He's done with his whatever the hell it is Mike's doing.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Swingers clubs, you know.
Could be.
Bird masks, that whole sorts of thing. You know, we just got done talking about the bird mask parties, and then Mike suddenly takes a couple random days off.
Right.
Just saying.
Coming up, we have in the news why we can't have nice things. But let's take a look at the World Series.
Let's.
Shall we?
I'm a little excited.
I am too. I think this is a great matchup.
Although, I think Major League Baseball is extremely happy that they have the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You see that the Astros and the Rays was the worst rated ALCS ever.
Astros Rays was?
Yeah. Ever. Mm. Since they started keeping track of it, worst ever.
Isn't that the theme now with sports, right?
Yeah, it's you know.
They're all bad this year because
there's so many other options and, you know, cord cutting. And
I feel like there's that, but I also feel like this is a weird year because of COVID. Sports are not on people's radar. Just a general thought.
Yeah.
Americans have had a lot of bigger fish to fry this year. And so I think that's really hurt sports.
Yeah, but still, can you imagine if it was the Braves and the Rays? Something tells me Major League Baseball would just curl up in the fetal position and cry. And that's what
it was the lowest rated NBA Finals.
Yes,
ever.
Ever.
And it was the lowest rated Stanley Cup Finals ever.
Yes.
And now we've got Dodgers, Rays. So we'll see.
I've watched maybe about 4 innings of baseball this year.
I've heard a lot of people say that. I've been out. You know, you just talk to people or you're golfing or whatever, and it is just not a thing for a lot of people that I've run into.
Yeah. I watched a bunch of the bubble basketball, at least up until the Blazers were eliminated, and after that I was like, oh, who cares?
You think it being on TBS, well, of course, a lot of the NBA stuff was on TNT and TBS,
mm-hmm.
So maybe that wouldn't, well, but again, lowest NBA Finals
ever.
Ratings ever. So.
Now, the Dodgers and the Braves did a huge number. This was the highest that they've had in years, so...
You know, a lot of people, like somebody texted and said, all sports feel kind of fake this year.
I had a buddy of mine who's a big Packers fan.
I get that.
You know, he's a big NFL guy. And I was talking to him just the other day. And he kind of said that. He goes, he's like, I can't. Because I was like, this was before Green Bay, you know, got their ass kicked by Tampa. I was like, man, Green Bay might be the best team in the NFC. I mean, they look really good. And he goes, I know. He just said the same thing. He goes, I just can't right now. There's just other things that are going on. And it's just... Someone said sports doesn't feel real. It kind of feels fake. And I get that. But the Dodgers Braves, that game 7 was their best rated game. And it was one of the best rated series they've had in a decade.
Well, I think the baseball, I got into the NBA.
Yeah.
I'm into the NFL. The college football is hard for me, but I think that will get better when Pac-12 starts.
Yes, I will agree. That's the one thing. If you said there's one thing that took a hit for me, well, hockey for me too. hockey is, I don't know, my team in hockey has been bad the last handful of years, and I mean real bad. And that's hurt. And hockey to me, finding it on NBC, whatever the hell it's on, that to me is a death sentence. It needs to get on ESPN tomorrow. So hockey's been off my radar a little bit. The one thing I have had a hard time fully embracing is college football. I am 100% with you, but I think when the Big Ten, especially the Pac-12 gets back, that'll change. But I have struggled to sit down and watch a ton of college football this year, but everything else has, I'm in.
Yeah, it feels like a bastard year in college football, and I don't know why. It's probably because they're not all playing at the same time. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
But the baseball playoffs have been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I totally get why people may not be on board. You haven't been watching, but this is going to be, at least it should be, a great series. These are the two best teams.
Yes, two best records. And I thought the championship series were great, right? I hate watching the Astros going up 3-0 and then watching the comeback. That was a great game seven. The Dodgers series was bananas as we rode off the Dodgers and then just watch them homer their way back in. And then that game seven, what more could you have wanted in that game seven?
Which one? The Dodgers?
The Dodgers.
Yeah, Bellinger.
It was fantastic.
It was a good game.
Yes.
So both these teams have the Andrew Friedman stamp. That's a little known name, but he's the GM of the Dodgers, who used to be the GM of the Rays.
Oh.
He built the Rays in 2008. Remember when they went to the playoffs with like Longoria and
sure.
James Shields and Scott Kazmir and those guys?
Mm-hmm.
He built that team and he took them from 66 wins to 97 wins. Well, then the Dodgers loaded up the Brinks truck for him in 2014, and he flipped their roster big time. He's the guy that traded, you know, Matt Kemp, and he traded Hanley Ramirez, and he got rid of Dan Heron.
Got all those guys from the Red Sox coming over. And
he got Jimmy Rollins. Remember that move? He's the one that brought in Dave Roberts. He brought in Zach Greinke, Kenta Maeda, Yasmani Grandal, and then he brought up the young guys, Bellinger and Buehler and Jock Peterson and Urias. All came up under him. Then he made trades. Like, he got Machado. When Seager went down, he's added Mookie Betts. He's the guy that traded for Yu Darvish that got him to the brink of a title. So he's been great. And he has history with Tampa. And you also have a pretty compelling storyline with the payrolls. The Dodgers are at $108 million. This is prorated for this 60-game season.
Second highest in the bigs, right?
Second highest. And the Rays are at $28 million. Clayton Kershaw and Mookie Betts make just as much as the entire Rays roster. That has got to want you, has got to urge you to root for the Rays. Does it not?
No, because I've got money on the Dodgers.
Oh.
And look, I...
Well, it makes me want to root for the Rays. They could eliminate... The Rays are trying to win the title with a prorated $28 million payroll and by eliminating three of the top four teams in payroll. I think that's great.
It is.
They already beat the Yankees, who are number one. The Dodgers be number two, and the Astros have the fourth highest.
And the Astros go to hell. So I'm forever grateful to the Rays for ending our national nightmare. Honestly, if this ends up being a good series, I don't care who wins, because I think the Rays are a great story, but I don't mind the Dodgers. And the fact that they've been here, what, three of the last 4 years and have been able to get it done, and now there's a story of redemption there. I like Mookie Betts. I think Bellinger is an easy guy to root for. I'd like to see Kershaw get one. I don't mind the Dodgers. For whatever reason, I know they're an evil empire, just like New York. Maybe it's the failures that makes them more human. I don't mind them. I do not find them to be some sort of bloated roster that's easy to hate. So give me a good series, and I don't care. Give me six or seven competitive games. End this thing on a high note, and I'll be smiling either way, although go Dodgers because I win money.
Clayton Kershaw has a 5.4 ERA career in the World Series.
And he's going tonight, right?
He pitches tonight against Tyler Glasnow.
I want to see if they've got the balls to leave men through the third rotation through the lineup.
You know what that stat is? I saw that stat today. So yeah, put that together.
It's not good.
So Kershaw's career playoff ERA the first two times through the batting order is 2.92.
Yeah.
The third time through, career in the playoffs, 8.12.
So
he's done after the second.
You would
turn.
Think, right? Although, boy,
he's gotta be.
Dave Roberts can.
He's got to be.
This is one of those things that, like, when you love a guy and you respect him, sometimes you're a little too close to the situation. Someone needs to get in his ear and just be like, "Look at the numbers, my man. Get him the hell out of the game."
He knows.
Like, if you love him and you want to protect him, and you don't want him to have another Clayton Kershaw face in the dugout, get him out. The thing is, like, if he's struggling a little bit, that's one thing. But if he's cruising, that takes some balls to be like, "Hey, man, yeah. you're You're going great. It's the middle of the fourth. Sit down.
You saw Kevin Cash the other day pulled Charlie Morton after.
Yes.
Charlie Morton had a shutout.
What, through five, right?
Through five or six, one of the two. They said it was the quickest hook on a guy in the playoffs pitching a shutout ever.
Yeah, there was like a guy that got to like second and
they pulled him. So Cash isn't afraid, but he's got a great bullpen. Is Dave Roberts afraid? That's an interesting storyline too. So anyway, game one is tonight. Now, you said you like Cody Bellinger. You think he's a likable guy.
Yeah, I don't have anything against him.
He's pretty bro-y. Seems like he's having a good time out there, though.
Yeah.
And he looks like Potboy Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, he's got the long hair. He's got the neck scarf that makes him look like a hipster.
I think a couple years ago, they looked like preppy Dodgers. Now they look like hippie Dodgers.
Yeah.
Which maybe makes them more likable. Seager's growing out his hair, you know, Kiki Hernandez and his high tee all fired up. And so I'll play some audio for you next.
And realize that Bellinger, by the way, is going to wear a brace on that shoulder.
Yeah, he hurt his shoulder.
He dislocated his shoulder. By the way, I think it was Kiki Hernandez that he did it with.
Dude, Kiki needs to cool it.
I know. You talk about all high tea. Kiki came out there and they did the bro forearm sort of thing, and it popped Bellinger's shoulder out.
Yeah, and he was laughing about it, but
it's obviously hurting him, and he will wear a brace on. He said he's going to play, but I mean, look, let's be honest. Bellinger doesn't exactly have the greatest track record in the postseason anyways, and now he's playing with taking a swing with a bum shoulder.
196 career batting average in the playoffs, Cody Bellinger.
Whoops.
All eyes are on him, though. Now, should he know who Jerry Seinfeld is? Does he know who Jerry Seinfeld is? This is the important question. Audio next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, in the news is coming up next. We've got World Series Game 1 tonight. Glasnow, Kershaw, Rays, Dodgers. Not short on storylines. You know, another undervalued element of this series is defense.
Yeah,
two great defensive teams.
Absolutely. The Rays defense was phenomenal. And then you look at like, you know, the Dodgers, when we've seen the big Bellinger catch and
Betts.
Yeah.
Betts has done it a few times.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, three of the top four defensive outfielders in all of baseball are in this series. Betts, Bellinger, and then Kevin Kiermaier of the Rays. So it'll be excellent. And I think another cool storyline, again, just to throw it out there, is how Dave Roberts handles Kenley Jansen in his bullpen.
Yeah.
That'll be fascinating because Jansen has not been reliable, but then he comes in the other night and pitches great.
Well, and you go, you know, if you're saying biggest advantage, right, is it the Rays bullpen or is it the Dodgers bats?
Yeah, right. That's why it's such a good series. Is starting pitching is probably a wash.
Sure.
Defense is probably a wash. The Dodgers have a much better lineup, but the Rays have just like 800 fireballer arms that they can throw at you. Yep. Should be great. Anyway, Cody Bellinger grew up in, I think he was raised, I feel like he's maybe from Arizona.
I'll take a look-see for you.
But I don't know. I have
Scottsdale.
Yeah, he's from Scottsdale. Okay.
He's only 25 years old.
Yeah, he's only 25. And by the way, he's dating a swimsuit model by the name of Chase Carter.
Does that surprise you?
No. But I would like you to Google Chase Carter, a little homework.
I'm doing this right now.
Now, I would never be disparaging of Chase Carter because, after all, she is a swimsuit model.
Sure.
And she's super hot. However, not my type. Not my. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. You see her there?
Yeah, I see her.
You got her up on your screen there?
I got her up on the screen.
Fella?
Is there just...
What do you think? What do you think of that?
I'm trying to figure out what exactly your issue with...
Well, it's just, again, not my type.
Okay.
It's just kind of not my...
Understand.
Super hot, but...
Yeah. Bye. Just she's very young, and you're an old man.
She looks super young. I think that's what it is.
She looks super young,
and maybe a little, you know, I hate to say it, but she's just real thin. And
I understand.
Anyway, that's who he's going home to at night.
I would expect nothing less.
Now I've got a little precursor. I got a warm up band piece of audio for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the, you're kind of still getting settled in your seats.
Ooh, by the way,
band.
Chase Carter, formerly of the Giancarlo Stanton fame.
Oh, really? Yes, he just cuts through them all.
Isn't it one of those things?
It won't last long.
No. Something tells me that'll just...
He's like, okay, I'll try him now.
Yeah, move on. Got an East Coast thing, West Coast. Where's a nice Midwest boy? We need a St. Louis Cardinal next. Where's the Wonger?
So did you know Cody Bellinger, second player ever to play in the Little League World Series and then win MVP in baseball?
I did not know that.
Only him and Boog Powell.
Boog Powell?
Yeah, which is odd. But okay. Here is Bellinger's Little League World Series clip.
Hi, my name is Cody Bellinger, and my favorite player is Manny Ramirez.
Time up. Bellinger takes that one to left field. That is back at the wall. Goodbye, another home run. Bellinger delivers a two-out, two-RBI homer.
Let's rock out for a second. I don't know why this interlude here, but
it's random, really.
Anyway, he was a good little player.
This kid's a tough out.
Tough out.
Bellinger sent it left field. Jumped his back at the fence and gone. A two-run shot for Cody Bellinger, and quickly Arizona out to a 2-0 lead.
My name is Cody Bellinger. And my favorite player is Manny Ramirez.
I am 13.
But man, his sweet swing was evident back then too.
I was looking through a list of guys that went to the Little League World Series and then went on and played in the bigs.
There's a lot of them.
There is, but it's not as it's really not as star-studded as you would think.
I think Roger Clemens was there.
I mean, there is quite a
Michael
few.
Michael Conforto, I know, played in the
Conforto,
World Series.
I've got Gary Shetfield, Ruben Tejada, but it's not Veritek. I don't know why. I kind of, Dan Wilson.
Yeah, man.
I just would have thought that was loaded with kind of like a bunch of stars, and it really isn't.
So now to the main event audio, and this is from Scott Van Pelt on ESPN like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's Cody Bellinger, and I don't know why he asked him about this.
But he did.
But he did.
So do you know who Jerry Seinfeld is?
I'm not going to lie to you. I know the name, but I couldn't put a face to the name. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what he...
That's incredible.
I don't really know what he does, man. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize for anything. It's just like he was kind of a popular guy that had a real popular TV show. And it's just a reminder that there's some younger dudes, and you're one of them. So, you know, I mean, that's who he was. Yeah. He had a TV show.
Awesome. Yeah, like I said, I know the name. I don't know the face.
He's like, yeah,
whatever.
I
guarantee you he knows your name because he's a big baseball fan.
Yeah, isn't Seinfeld a Mets guy?
Yeah, he's a Mets guy. And I looked it up. It was when he was a 21-year-old rookie, and I guess they were just talking an age thing.
Yeah, so Bellinger is 25, so he was born.
I'm not going to lie to you.
He's like, yeah, awesome. He had a great TV show. Yeah, awesome. Awesome. I don't know. Bellinger was born in 1995. So should he know who Jerry Seinfeld is?
My daughter, by the way, was born in 1997.
Right. Does that make you feel weird?
It does make me feel a little old.
I was born in the 70s. I know who Archie Bunker was.
I couldn't agree more with you.
Yeah. I know who Van Dyke was.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir, but when you were 25... Did you know who Archie Bunker was?
Of course I did.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Look, Jerry Seinfeld. This is not like
not
asking,
only yes, but F yes.
This isn't asking who Tim Allen is or Alan Thicke. Yeah. Okay. Although you should know Growing Pains and Home Improvement.
Absolutely.
You really should. Jerry Seinfeld.
Pretty alarming.
I think he is one of the five most famous TV actors personalities of all time, and you might go top three.
I mean, well, he's certainly top five pop culture icon of Cody Bellinger's life,
yes,
right? The last 25 years.
Most people consider Seinfeld to be, if it's not MASH, it's Seinfeld. You're talking about one of the two greatest, most well-reviewed, longest-running, lucrative shows of all time.
And popular.
And it is named after Jerry Seinfeld. He's also one of the all-time great stand-ups. He's been in a million commercials. I'm sorry. You should know who Jerry Seinfeld is. You should know who Bill Cosby is. Well, especially now.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, there's just certain people.
Does he lose points for this?
I think.
Are you going to rip up your Dodgers ticket?
No.
That you have on the World Series?
It's a little alarming. It's a little alarming.
How does that happen, do you think?
He probably just
parenting.
Isn't, yeah. You got to remember.
He has bad parents.
The weird thing is the kids nowadays, my son doesn't watch sports. He doesn't watch TV. He doesn't watch movies. He's not into it. It's a whole separate realm. I feel like, because my son's 18, so just, you know, 7 years difference with Bellinger. But there's this whole range, I think, from like 17 from Bellinger, let's go like 23, 24, 25 down to the younger kids, where traditional things, movies, TV, sports, not that it's completely irrelevant, but there is this whole other wave of entertainment and celebrities that have come in. When we were kids, there was TV, there was movies, there was sports, yeah. Right?
It was just whatever was crammed down your throat.
And that's what your parent, that's what your brother was into. It's what your dad was into. It was different stuff, but it was all the same sort of thing. Music, TV, sports, and movies. But now you've got YouTube and you've got TikTok and you've got X Games and you got UFC. There's just so many other things.
Well, I wonder what he's into now that he doesn't know who, you know, like, okay, you don't know Jerry Seinfeld. What are you into?
Tud. This is right. JR's right. He's been smashing Tud for the last 10 years. He doesn't pay attention to TV.
Yeah.
He's into models.
That's probably right.
Well, you know, he's an Arizona kid.
By the way, doesn't she look like Macaulay Culkin? A couple of people have brought that up.
Well,
she's
kind of got, look, I'll say it. She's got the heroin model look.
Like Macaulay Culkin now?
You know when like the heroin chic thing came she's that really skinny, kind of gaunt face and you know.
Yeah. But that's his lady.
Sure.
Sure.
Jerry Seinfeld is a name like Mickey Mouse. Yes. You should.
Well, he has heard of him. He said, really? Well, he said that. He said, I've heard the name, but I don't know what he does. Hmm. Were you not listening to the clip?
He wouldn't be able to recognize me. I didn't know his face.
I think that's kind of a lie.
I think he's probably heard the name.
We've all had that before where someone's like, what, you've never heard of him? And you're like, oh yeah, I've heard of it. I just wasn't certain what it is. It's like when someone asks you if you like The Wire. Oh yeah, The Wire. Yeah. Stringer Bell. Yeah, that's.
I hated The Wire.
I heard of it. Somewhere.
Was that the one set in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I started that and I punted. Am I a bad person?
No.
Do you think he knows who Macaulay Culkin is?
No. I think there's no chance he knows.
Well, Michael Jackson.
Just from Home Alone as a kid.
But that's the thing. He wasn't a kid. Home Alone came out when we were kids.
Well, right. But still, like, Home Alone still gets shoved down your throat every Christmas season.
It is on a lot.
I don't think he knows who Macaulay Culkin is.
Okay. One pop culture figure that you're most likely to get Cody Bellinger to know. So he's born in 95. So you're looking
Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian.
There you go. L.A.
L.A.
He's probably schmooshed with her.
He's had a Kardashian or a Jenner. And if he hasn't, he will very, very soon. That's the one. I mean, that's my point is to people his age, Kim Kardashian or the like of that is 100 times more relevant than Jerry Seinfeld. Or I'll bet you even a guy like Chris Rock or someone like that. If you want to stick in the stand-up thing, it's just like, who, what? Eddie Murphy? Does he know that Eddie Murphy is considered to be maybe the greatest stand-up comedian of all time? Probably not. Mm. It's a different generation, man.
Okay, man. Coming up next in the news, we have got mental health crisis resolved.
Well, the Astros lost, so yeah, I'm doing much better.
We have new state mask requirements.
Yeah, hell. Again?
And some high school kids down south screwing it up for everyone else.
That's why we can't have nice things.
So all of that is coming up next. Here's Rust.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, I just saw real quick that, the Cowboys yesterday did not have a single starting offensive lineman once Zach Martin went down.
Mm-hmm.
Their backup right tackle is out for the year again with another knee surgery. So now they're down to their backup to the backup of the left tackle.
Hey, could they put McCarthy in there?
It's possible.
He's a big old fat dude.
I'm not sure who's worse right now, Philadelphia or Dallas, but I think if you combine...
Yes.
If you combined the Eagles and the Cowboys, I still don't think you would have a playoff roster. And yet one of them is going to the postseason.
We will get to some hot Cowboys talk coming up in our next hour of radio broadcast. Right now it is October 20, 2020. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Today is National Suspenders Day. Wear your suspenders if you've got them.
I have two pairs of suspenders and I never wear them because when's the last time you wore a suit?
Well, why don't you just wear them like over a t-shirt or something?
No, they're
people do that. Mork did that.
Yeah, they're not buckle suspenders. My suits have the buttons sewn into the waistband, and then you can so you can wear them with a belt or wear them with suspenders. And I
let's get you in a suit tomorrow. Well, hopefully today, but yeah, a little late.
There's really just no
suspenders day.
I can't tell you the last time I wore a suit. You?
No, my suit is gathering dust.
Yeah,
in my closet. There's just nothing. I literally am down to one.
There's nothing to go do.
And a bunch of sport coats.
Yeah, I've got two, but
I don't need it.
No.
Don't need it.
Very rarely now do I have an opportunity to put on
something. I show up in swimwear now to major events.
Like Goose from
Top Gun. It's a new thing.
Goose from Top Gun, cutoff sweatshirt, hoodie style.
It is also the International Day of the Air Traffic Controller. So shout out to all you ATCs out there.
Out there pushing 10.
Pushing 10.
By the way, good movie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's about that. Mm-hmm. A very, very stressful job.
I have an air traffic controller in my family.
Do you?
Yes.
Does he like it?
My sister-in-law's brother. What does that make him to me?
Sister-in-law's brother.
Probably your brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. He's my brother-in-law.
Like once removed? I'm kidding.
Does he like it? Because it's a...
Yeah, he loves it.
It's a high-level... what do you call it? Like...
Stress?
Yeah, you can have.
It's intense.
A lot of guys have breakdowns.
Yeah, he loves it. He's at a smaller airport down in California.
That's probably a little bit better.
So I think he said that's why he likes it a little bit more. But I have, it's not like I talk to him a lot.
I don't remember if it was Netflix or maybe it was Amazon. There is a really good documentary. It's like 45 minutes long. I don't remember the title of it, but it was about the air traffic controllers on 9/11 and having to get. The planes out of the sky and trying to track and you have no idea what's going where. And it's amazing. If you want an appreciation for that job on that day and what may have been the most difficult day in aviation history, look at that thing.
New Oregon COVIDs today, 346. New Oregon COVID deads, 6.
Okay. Again, just... I feel like that's every day.
It's going up everywhere, but we're doing pretty good comparatively. In-N-Out Burger. Do you like In-N-Out Burger? We've talked about this a million times.
Not really.
Apparently, word has emerged that they have scoped out Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, a location there,
for a
new In-N-Out store just off of Highway 217.
I'll scream it from the mountaintops. I have no idea why anyone would wait in line. I get it. It's fine. Like, if you brought me an In-N-Out or you said, hey, do you want to go to In-N-Out? And I got to go through the drive-thru and get it, fine. But a half hour, 45-minute wait to go get an In-N-Out burger, you're insane. It makes no sense to me.
So they have a pre-application conference scheduled with Washington County for 10565 Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway. County record show.
Someone has to explain that to me. I
went and got it recently.
Yeah.
Because we were driving back from Central Oregon and it was right there. And we're kind of hungry. We're like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's stop off and try the In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
And thoroughly underwhelmed. And I'd had it before.
The wait? How long?
Well, we went inside. Everybody was, because of COVID, everybody was, they literally have people in the parking lot.
Yeah, taking orders.
That one down there in Kaiser. Yeah. They're not taking orders. They're just like, there's like 8 lines of cars. It was unbelievable. It was probably an hour wait. But we were like, well, what? We asked the guy, we're like, hey, can we just go inside? He's like, oh, yeah, there's no line up there. Yeah. So we just walked right in and placed our order. Literally walked right in and placed our order while all those people were sitting in line. And I had had it before. I was open to it, me being wrong about In-N-Out, but I can report back that I am not wrong about In-N-Out. It is overrated.
Yeah. Last year, we were in San Francisco, and I took my kids down on the pier. They all never had it before, and we all went, and my kids were all excited, and every one of them, all 3 of them, just kind of went, yeah, it's a burger.
Yeah, it's all right.
I was like, yeah.
They built quite a nice word of mouth, though.
If this location is correct, it'll be right next door to a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, really?
Ooh, look at that vicious cockfight.
Fast food wars. All of I-5 South closed this morning due to a man climbing the interstate bridge. He was way up there mid-span on the northbound side. They said it was a mental health crisis.
Is he okay or did he Peter Pan it?
No, he's fine. They didn't really say, but they showed video of him climbing around up there. And he was skinny, methy, blue jeans, type guy.
Okay. Well, but
I think they got him out of there, though.
That's good.
But everybody was inconvenienced.
Everyone was mad. Like, hey, quit having your mental breakdown. I'm trying to get to work.
Well, do you have to climb the I-5 bridge?
Well, what else are you supposed to climb?
I don't know.
I mean, what else is there to climb?
Well, you don't have to climb anything.
Well, you're having a breakdown and you want to draw some attention to yourself. And
was
you,
he?
Well, it's a, cry, it's a cry for help.
Was it?
How else are you supposed to cry for help?
Maybe he was just a putz.
It's possible.
In right of mind.
I don't know. I doubt that.
He looked a little tweakery. But anyway, that was why I-5 South was shut down for a while this morning. New state mask requirements have been expanded to include all public and private workplaces, even if you can socially distance. How about that?
Okay.
Anywhere you work, you must wear a mask.
Now.
Anywhere.
We have a mask. We are required in the building to wear a mask.
Yes.
But we don't wear the mask
in the hallways
when we're on the air.
But we can't. It muffles our beautiful voices. Right?
I don't.
Am I wrong?
Well, it does, but are we going to get in trouble now because we're in the workplace not wearing masks?
I have a letter from Chad Wolf. Take
I'm
that.
Over here in this room by myself, so I'm fine.
Take that, Kate.
Chad Thunderwolf says
Thunderwolf trumps you.
You are indeed essential personnel.
They also say you must wear a mask in outdoor markets, at street fairs, and both public and private universities. And they want you to wear a mask instead of a face shield since they don't contain air to the sides and below the mouth and nose. So they don't like the Andy Reid's.
Oh, we can't wear the Andy Reid thing anymore?
They don't like that. They want you to wear a mask.
All right.
Down in Albany, they were exploring bringing K through 12 students back into class. They were going to do this between Halloween and Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving and winter break. So they were getting closer down there.
But now it's...
Well, it's off. And the reason that's off is there was a house party attended by 19 kids.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Without masks from West Albany, South Albany, and Lebanon High School. High schools. Three of them now have the COVID. Six more should be quarantining, according to this report. And families of the students are not cooperating.
It's just, it's embarrassing how we can't seem to get a hold of this. I mean, I get that it's happening around the world and there are spikes, but is there anyone that has handled this worse than us? And why aren't we talking about practical solutions at this point?
Well, not me.
Well, just in general.
Like, don't lump me into these.
The editorial we, that we can't start putting some practical things in place to try to get kids back to school, to try to open up businesses, to try
more
to
house parties,
protect the vulnerable.
Herd immunity. Let's do this. Let's all party.
Stop having, if we could stop idiots like this, maybe we could start with some practical solutions to kind of get back on the right track.
Mm. Listen to what you just said. If we could stop idiots like this. And therein lies the problem. Oregon had its highest positive test percentage of the entire pandemic last week.
Yeah, go us!
6.4%. Now they are blaming social gatherings for the uptick. People are getting together.
Yeah.
They are tired of the COVID and they're saying, F you COVID, I'm going to go party or do whatever or eat cake or whatever. I don't know. Pray. I don't know.
The cake of God is great. Only the man from Jericho can bring me cake.
The average number of people that are gathering is around 10, according to those who contracted the virus. So they're interviewing people who get the virus, and they're saying, hey, where do you think you... They're like, oh, I was going to a party, or I was going to a gathering. And some people are saying that they've been to events with up to 300 people.
Yikes.
But the average that they're saying is 10.
I'd say that's probably the most I've been involved is maybe 8 to 10, but those have all been outdoors and people do kind of, you know, people kind of give you space. I've yet to be to any sort of big gathering.
No.
I can't even think. I mean, my family, my brother had a birthday and that was my family. And that was, like I said, that was probably 8 to 10 people the most.
Yeah. I miss my humans.
Do you?
I do.
I miss concerts.
Yes. Live music.
Yes.
Although, I tell you what, here's something to watch. I saw some live music yesterday.
Did you?
Or no, it was this morning. You know I'm a big Miley Cyrus fan.
Yes.
Have you seen her do Zombie by the Cranberries?
Yeah, the Cranberries.
Yeah, my God.
Yeah, someone sent that to me the other day on Twitter or Instagram.
Dude,
or something.
Watch that. You want a little live music? It's just one song. It's like 5 minutes. Miley Cyrus covers the Cranberry Zombie, and it is extraordinarily good.
Miley Cyrus has some amazing pipes.
She's incredible.
She's kind of like a Chris Cornell sort of thing. I like that she takes songs and kind of makes them her own. She has a real nice job.
I love it when she does covers.
Yeah. I was out at Edgefield, and we were sitting outside, and Edgefield now is doing, they do background music, where they've got people playing music, but you can't, you can't go and like,
they're gather. Up on stage?
Yeah, it's
or
like,
they pipe it in.
No, it's like in the, it's live music. It's like in the courtyard area, like behind like where the golf course is and all that.
Yeah.
So they've got all the tables spread out, right? So you go and you sit down at your table and there's no one else really around you. And then they've got, it's a concert, but it's not really a concert. They just call it background music because it's just there. So it's the first live music I've heard in 8 months.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's, I mean, like I said, it is in the background, so it's like I couldn't even really see the guy. He was kind of up and around the corner, but there was music being played.
That's dangerous, though, because you would think after some booze, you know, people would start to like
they did a real gather. They did a real nice job of making sure that everyone knew, hey, yeah. You know, they were buttoned down, you know, hey, masks on, get away, you know, tables separated.
All right.
Did a good job.
Up next, Raccoon 1, Drug Bro, nothing. This is The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Hot 5 and 5 is coming up next. We have a new quarterback starter in the NFL we'll tell you about, and another guy could be benched soon. This is in the news, October 20, 2020. Now, somebody texts us in, and they are correct. I did verify via internet. Miley Cyrus is working on a Metallica covers album.
Get right the hell out of town.
That's amazing.
Sign me up. You gonna give me more details, or are you just reading about it now?
Oh, I'm reading.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Now, at the Grammys a number of years ago, Lady Gaga did a collab with Metallica. Might have done Moth Into Flame or whatever, and it was fantastic. I am so on board with Miley Cyrus singing Metallica.
The Wrecking Ball singer dropped this bombshell during a conversation with Interview Magazine. Asked what she was up to, she replied, "We've been working on a Metallica cover album, and I'm here working on that. We're so lucky to be able to continue to work on our art during all of this. At first, it felt uninspiring, but now I've been totally ignited."
Dude, kick ass.
God, she's great.
I've heard her do, she was at Glastonbury, and she did Nothing Else Matters a couple years back, and it was really good. But obviously, that's the only slow Metallica song that's out there.
She's a talent.
She is. You know, she gets a little...
Well, she's squirrely. But.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Lady Gaga thing. Same sort of thing, is that people look at her and kind of assume that, you know, you're a flaky little pop star, but there's a lot of talent there.
Vancouver police say they will be patrolling and monitoring ballot boxes in the days leading up to the election. By the way, 14 sleeps.
Roving patrol. I got mine filled out. I just got to drop it off.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to be patrolling.
And looking for the likes of me out there.
They want to control voter intimidation. Now, I signed up for that. Do you guys have that ballot tracks up there?
I don't know.
It would be on your ballot. Like they would. You said you filled out your ballot.
Yeah.
It says it on. It talks about it on there. It's probably just an Oregon thing, but they have something called ballot tracks where you just text a number, and
it will
follow your ballot. So it'll tell you, hey, we received it. Hey, it's been counted, and this and that. So you can make sure nobody's effing with your ballot.
I did go through and make sure that like your signature. I actually took out my driver's license. I don't know about you. My signature is not. It's just it's a bit of a mess. And when I sign stuff, so I had to actually look at my driver's license, and I signed it the way it was signed on my driver's license.
Well, I sign everything the same way.
See, and I don't
for that reason.
You know, a lot of times mine's just like a J and an S, and it's pretty squiggly. So I went and because that's what they said. I watched a video, and it was like, hey, make sure you do, you know, X, Y, Z. And then in Washington, we've got the double envelope. I don't know if you have that, but you got the secrecy envelope, and then you put it in the other. So that makes sure that you do it right so that it counts.
Here's a dumb local story for you. I'm not sure why this is published, but it was, and I'll read it to you. A man accidentally burnt his trailer down trying to remove raccoons.
Well, that's his fault for trying to remove raccoons. And by the way, who firebombs raccoons?
This is in Benton County, Washington. Sheriff's deputies say a man accidentally destroyed his trailer home in a fire when he was trying to scare away a family of raccoons.
He said, "Get with fire."
The fire occurred on West Evans Road north of Prosser. According to the sheriff's office, a 38-year-old man was in the trailer when he became frustrated with the family of raccoons living under the house. Deputies say the man accidentally knocked over a candle during the commotion, which started a fire.
Whoops.
So again, I have no idea why they published that.
Yeah,
why we need to know that.
That really doesn't seem like
that. That is the dumbest story of all time. However, raccoons on the galactic scoreboard, raccoons get another point.
Again, I'd like to just say, why is he trying to shoo? Everyone is trying to get rid of raccoons. I'm actively trying to get them to come hang out with me, and I can't do it.
And finally, on a national note, boy, I can't wait to see this. But POTUS, your fearless leader, mm-hmm. was sitting down with 60 Minutes.
Yeah. Apparently it didn't go well.
Today or yesterday. And he ended the interview early. And now he is threatening to release the footage of the interview before it airs so that we can see how bad the interview was and how fake the news is.
See, I saw that he said that, but yeah. I don't understand. So everyone's saying that it's really bad. But if it's really bad, why would he...
Well, I don't know.
Why would he want to release it?
Why does he do anything that he does or say anything that he does? He's an idiot. The reality is, I can't wait to watch this interview.
He's only drawing more attention to it.
Again, are you going to be able to sit there and... What would be the word? Explain his behavior on any level?
No.
And you're asking for someone to do that?
Yeah, he said,
Jesus, are you not paying attention, man?
He told the crowd, he said, one of his rallies, said, you're going to have to watch what we do to 60 Minutes. You'll get such a kick out of it. You're going to get a kick out of it. Leslie Stahl is not going to be happy.
And then he posted a picture of Leslie Stahl without a mask.
All right.
In your face.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that is a reality show amongst reality shows.
Snowflakes. Hey, 14 more sleeps until the election.
And then we see what happens.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
I think you know.
I don't know.
What do you think is going to happen, Rusty?
I pray for this country. And I am not a religious man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't pray.
No, I do not.
I've been praying to Tom Cruise lately a lot, so...
Have you? Scientology?
I'm going to stick with that. Well, not Scientology, just Tom Cruise in general.
Isn't he a Scientologist?
I believe so, but I'm just going to cut out the middleman and go right to Tom at the
Has
top.
Has anybody ever pinned him down on that?
No, because I think you're terrified of what you may get. So
you
again,
don't pin down Tom Cruise.
No, Tom Cruise pins you down.
Apparently, that's true.
Look, he made Top Gun. That's good enough for me, so...
And he was Les Grossman.
Exactly. Take care of me, Tom. That's all I'm hoping for.
All right. Coming up next, it is the Hot 5 at 5, the top 5 sports stories of the day on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.